afternoon, and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair One, and we are ready to go for another broadcast live on this Wednesday afternoon. 4:17 the time, June the 5th, 2019. On a cloudy and somewhat rainy, I ran into a little bit of rain coming in through Waldo to the radio station here. So we got a little bit of rain out there. There is a severe thunderstorm watch I saw from the sheriff's office up until 9 o'clock. So we got that going for us. But I'll tell you what, it's been wet a lot of times, and I'm ready for a few days of sunshine for sure. So, but you can keep it here to WWGH and get that weather every hour on the hour, of course, right here on 107.1 FM. Well, we want to thank a brand new supporter. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast and our brand new supporter. Thank you so much. And then our buddies at Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing for supporting today's broadcast. Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing is family operated with 5 years experience. Their telephone number is 614-735-3461. That's 614-735-3461. Facebook, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing. So our two great supporters, thank you so much for underwriting the program here on Offbeat News and Trivia. Well, last week we had some complaints, yes indeed, from some individuals about our prize policy here on the program. They didn't think it was fair that one person answered so many questions. So we have a brand new prize policy, so here it goes. And I want to say you're on your honor on this. It's going to be kind of hard to enforce sometimes because I don't recognize all the phone numbers that come in. So you're on your honor on this. So here's the prize policy. Everyone is welcome to call in and answer a trivia question. We ask that you only answer a maximum of 2 trivia questions each week. You'll be put in a drawing one time for the 4:55 p.m. drawing. Also, when you call, you don't have to get the question correct to be put in the drawing. You just have to answer a trivia question. Right or wrong, 740-383-9944. So there you go. We'll try that out, see how that goes. Gospel groups The Raineys and the Gary Lyons family from right here in Marion will be in concert Friday night, July the 5th, 7 p.m. at Dayspring Wesleyan Church, 2431 Marion Mount Gilead Road in Marion. For more information, call Gary Lyons at 740-692-1141. That's 740-692-1141 for more information. And WWGH plans on having a table there that night to pass out some program guides and to meet the folks. So that'll be a good time together there for that gospel concert on July the 5th. All right, here's something fun that we're going to do. It's called Nate's Offbeat News and Trivia WWGH Sizzlin' Summer Prize Giveaway. And you might ask what this is. Well, we are giving away at the end of June, June the 26th at 4:55 p.m. is when we're going to be giving this all away. We're going to give away 2 tickets to Kings Island, courtesy of Terry Tackett and WWGH Radio, $20 gift card to Ponderosa, and a free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. And that'll all go to one lucky winner. Two tickets to Kings Island, again, courtesy of Terry Tackett and WWGH Radio. A $20 gift card to Ponderosa. A free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. Here's what you need to do to sign up. 740-383-9944. Answer a trivia question to enter. You can have one entry per week right here exclusively on the Wednesday program, Offbeat News and Trivia. And we will draw a name on June 26th at 4:55 p.m. So this should be pretty exciting to give away. Nate's Offbeat News and Trivia and WWGH's Sizzlin' Summer Prize giveaway. Cool stuff. And then for the weekly giveaway, I do have a $5 McDonald's gift card to give away today at 4:55. So that's what we'll be giving away today. And we'll be giving away that big prize pack June 26th at 4:55. So one call will get you in all the drawings. So here's a trivia question so you can start calling in. What city is the sunniest place on Earth? What city is the sunniest place on Earth? How long does it take light from the sun to travel 92 million miles to Earth? How long does it take light from the sun to travel 92 million miles to Earth? What is the sun considered? What is the sun considered? Which planets have no moon? Which planets have no moon? Squirrels live all over the world except in which country? Squirrels live all over the world except in which country? And what is a group of mice called? 740-383-9944. Hi, WWGH Radio. We're on the air.
Okay, Yuma, Arizona is the warmest place.
That is correct. And who's this? And we'll get you signed up for the drawings.
I just came from the dentist. My name's Judy Summers.
Oh, you just came from the dentist.
Yes, so I got my mouth full of gauze, so.
Oh, well, bless your heart, and you're still giving us a call.
Yeah.
Well, we got you signed up, and bless your heart for calling us with your mouth full of gauze.
Well, I didn't hear all your rules, so if you can repeat those again.
Oh, okay. All right.
Thanks.
Okay. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. I'll repeat those a little here in a little bit. All right, 740-383-9944. You can get signed up for our Offbeat News and Trivia WWGH Sizzlin' Summer Prize giveaway. Two tickets to Kings Island, courtesy of Terry Tackett and WWGH. A $20 gift card to Ponderosa. A free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. And we'll give that away June 26th at 4:55 p.m. You can have one entry per week, so you can call now and sign up. 740-383-9944 is the telephone number. And you can answer our trivia questions and get signed up for the drawing. Some offbeat news for you. A worker at an England store made a cushion spin on his finger for 18 minutes and 14 seconds to break a Guinness World Record. Dan Spencer, 33, an employee at the Morrison store in Brighton, sat in a chair at the store and made a seat cushion twirl on his finger for a total of 18 minutes and 14 seconds while his wife Haley coordinated timekeepers and took video of the attempt. The Spencers said Dan successfully beat the previous record of 15 minutes, 7 seconds, and they are submitting the evidence to Guinness for official recognition. I started doing it when I was about 10 years old when I was watching the telly with my mum, Spencer told the Argus. I would sit there and spin a pillow in the front room and it drove her mad. Haley Spencer congratulated her husband on his accomplishment, which raised money for charity guide dogs. So there you go, a brand new Guinness World Record there for spinning a cushion on his finger, 18 minutes and 14 seconds. Researchers in China said a wildlife camera in a nature preserve captured an image of the first albino giant panda ever seen in the wild. The Wolong National Nature Reserve in Sichuan Province said the fully albino giant panda was caught on camera in April, but the photo was just released to the public this week. Pretty cool stuff there. A Guinness World Records enthusiast earned yet another title when he used a nail to pop 200 balloons in 14.77 seconds. David Rush, who holds more than 100 Guinness World Record titles, including the most corn kernels eaten using a toothpick in 3 minutes, held the nail in his hand and ran along a wall adorned with inflated balloons at the new RCN Technologies headquarters in Knoxville, Tennessee. Rush, whose Guinness records are aimed at promoting STEM education, beat the previous records of 33.74 seconds to pop 200 balloons with a nail. The previous record was set by Ashrita Furman in New York in 2014. So there you go, another world record there. A couple of world records to pass along to you here on WWGH Radio. Well, we are about 1 minute away from taking a break here at the bottom of the hour. We'll come back and do On This Day in History, June the 5th. We'll find out what happened in the year 1752 and on through the year 1940. By the way, I think tomorrow, isn't tomorrow the 75th anniversary of D-Day? Seems like I read that tomorrow might be the 75th anniversary of D-Day. Otherwise, if it was today, I'd have that on my history today, but I believe it is tomorrow. You are listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond here in Air Chair One. We are live on a Wednesday afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in. You can listen online as well at WWGH1071.com. That's WWGH1071.com, and we will be back here in just a moment.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey Charlie, did you know that Mayor Jack Kellogg has a great collection of political memorabilia?
Yes, I did know that. But do you know what his most prized political possession is?
No, Charlie, what is it?
Hillary Clinton's hairbrush. Never been used.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
And we are back. Thanks so much for tuning in on this Wednesday afternoon, 4:31 the time. My name is Nate Redmond, your host, and it's time to find out what happened on this day in history. June the 5th, 1752. Benjamin Franklin flew a kite for the first time to demonstrate that lightning was a form of electricity. 1794, the U.S. Congress prohibited citizens from serving in any foreign armed forces. 1851, Harriet Beecher Stowe published the first installment of Uncle Tom's Cabin in the National Era. 1865, the first safe deposit vault was opened in New York. The charge was $1.50 a year for every $1,000 that was stored. 1884, U.S. Civil War General William T. Sherman refused the Republican presidential nomination, saying, "I will not accept if nominated and will not serve if elected." 1917, on this date, American men began registering for the World War I draft. 1924, Ernst F.W. Alexanderson transmitted the first message across the Atlantic Ocean. 1927, on this date, Johnny Wassmuller set two world records in swimming events. He set marks in the 100-yard and 200-yard freestyle swimming competition. 1933, on this date, President Roosevelt signed the bill that took the U.S. off the gold standard. In 1940, during World War II, the Battle of France began when Germany began an offensive in southern France. And that's what happened on this day in history. All right, let's go over our trivia questions. And you can call and sign up to win two tickets to Kings Island, courtesy of Terry Tackett and WWGH Radio, a $20 gift card to Ponderosa, a free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive, and one lucky listener will do this giveaway June the 26th at 4:55, and all you got to do is call and answer a trivia question to enter the drawing. You can enter the drawing once per one entry per week. So once per week, you can sign up for this drawing, and that means you can sign up now. So 740-383-9944, answer a trivia question, and sign up for our Offbeat News and Trivia WWGH Sizzlin' Summer Prize Giveaway. So that's pretty cool. Two tickets to Kings Island, $20 gift card to Ponderosa, and a free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. And we'll give that away June 26th at 4:55 p.m., and like I said, one entry per week, so you can sign up now. Here's the questions we're looking for. How long does it take light from the sun to travel 92 million miles to Earth? How long does it take light from the sun to travel 92 million miles to Earth? What is the sun considered? There may be several answers to this one, but what is the sun considered? Which planets have no moon? Which planets have no moon? 740-383-9944. Squirrels live all over the world except in which country? Squirrels live all over the world except in which country? And a group of mice is called a what? A group of mice is called a what? Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Hey, Nate, is the sun considered a gas?
A sun is considered a gas or a star.
Oh, sweet, good deal.
Yes, indeed, those are the answers I'm looking for. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, sir. Just got off of work, sitting in my driveway, waiting for it to stop raining.
Yeah, yes, sir. All right, who's this, and I'll get you signed up.
My name is Grover Augenstein.
Grover Augenstein.
Grover with a G.
All right. Well, all right, buddy. We got you signed up for the drawings, and thanks so much for listening out there.
Hey, you too, Nate. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. Get yourself signed up for our Offbeat News and Trivia WWGH Sizzlin' Summer Prize Giveaway. Two tickets to Kings Island, courtesy of Terry Tackett and WWGH. A $20 gift card to Ponderosa. Free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. Call 740-383-9944. Answer a trivia question to enter. You can have one entry per week. and we'll draw a name for this big giveaway on June 26th at 4:55 p.m. And by the way, this week at 4:55, we are giving away a smaller gift. We're giving away a $5 McDonald's gift card today at 4:55, and you're also qualified for that particular drawing. Let me ask you a couple more trivia questions before we move on to something else. Which Wizard of Oz prop sold for $666,000? Wow, which Wizard of Oz prop sold for $666,000? And then can you tell me how much did a pack of chewing gum cost in 1962? How much did a pack of chewing gum cost in 1962? Can you tell me the answers to those questions? 740-383-9944. Give me a call. Get yourself signed up for the drawings. One call will get you signed up. Hi, WWGH Radio. We're on the air.
Yeah, was that the witch's broom for the Wizard of Oz prop?
It was not the witch's broom, but that's okay. I'll go ahead and sign you up for the drawing for answering the question anyhow. What's your name?
Becky Thacker.
Hey, Becky. How are you doing this week?
Good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Is it raining where you're at?
Yeah, it's raining. It just started raining again.
Yeah, it's been rather wet here lately, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
All right. Well, I'll tell you the answer to that question after a while, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye. 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. Give us a call. Hi, WWGH Radio. We're on the air.
Hey, Nate, was the prop the ruby red shoes?
Yes, it was the ruby red shoes. That is correct.
Well, I'm right on it. I don't have nothing in front of me, not using my phone, just sitting here remembering. I just won, so.
Oh, okay. You just won. So what's your name?
Grover Augustine.
Oh, Grover Augustine. Okay, I got you put in once for the running, okay?
Okay, and I'm not allowed to answer no more questions today, correct?
Right, a maximum of two. Yeah, that's what we're going to go with for a while.
Hey, no problem. I understand. My grandkids pout, too. Thanks, Nate.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. 740-383-9944. The answer was a ruby red slippers. That is for sure. Well, this is from Weird Ohio. Visit Mystery Hill and defy the laws of nature and gravity, the sign says. Well, that's hard to resist. And besides, it comes complete with dinosaurs. Mystery Hill, located in Marblehead, fits right in here in Ohio's vacation land. The guide, who appeared to be 10 or 11 years old, warned us that horses have been known to stampede and small children become hysterical about seeing what we are about to experience. Inside the rather tumble-down building, our guide put a gold ball in a trough and it ran uphill. Sensing he was not impressing his audience, the lad cheerfully announced that he would overcome gravity in a death-defying act, and with that he placed the back legs of a kitchen chair on a 2x4 nailed to the wall, hopped on the seat, and seemingly hung in space, supported only by two back legs. The tilted floor made all of us feel as though we were walking at a 45-degree tilt. Our young guide informed us that the hillside location was chosen for this attraction because of its massive gravitational pull from the center of the Earth. You can't miss Mystery Hill's sister attraction, Prehistoric Forest. A 15-foot-tall fiberglass dinosaur stands guard in front of a fake mountain that belches fluorescent-colored flames and features a man-made waterfall. That'll get you in the mood for a stroll through the forest. There are 19 life-sized beasts, including a Triceratops and a T-Rex. Some are displayed in wooden glades, others in marshy ponds. A couple of them make some noise and have mechanical head moves, but if you're looking for animatronic dinosaurs, that is not the place to find them. Here they pretty much just stand and stare at you. All in all, even the smallest child will probably not be frightened by an afternoon walk through here, so it's a good place to take the kids. Mystery Hill in Marblehead might be a good place to take a visit. It's time to head down to our classroom and make a right. And I've written our weird word of the week on the board. And this week's word is Oshios. Oshios. O-T-I-O-S-E. Oshios. It's an adjective. It means being at leisure, idle, indolent, ineffective, or futile. Oshios. The origin of the word goes way back to 1785 to 95. Oshios, that's our weird word of the week for this week. 4:43 the time, Nate Redmond here, Offbeat News and Trivia is what the name of the program is, and we are live on a Wednesday having fun. Let's see if we can get some more trivia questions answered here at 740-383-9944 again. On June the 26th at 4:55 p.m., we're giving away two tickets to Kings Island, courtesy of Terry Tackett and WWGH Radio, a $20 gift card to Ponderosa, and a free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. One lucky listener wins all that June 26th at 4:55, and you can sign up once per week, so you can sign up now by answering a trivia question. Here's what we have on the table. How much did a pack of chewing gum cost in 1962? How much did a pack of chewing gum cost in 1962? How long does it take light from the sun to travel 92 million miles to Earth? How long does it take light from the sun to travel 92 million miles to Earth? 740-383-9944. Which planets have no moon? Which planets have no moon? Squirrels live all over the world except in which country? Squirrels live all over the world except in which country? A group of mice is called a what? A group of mice is called a what? 740-383-9944. It's break time. We'll be right back after these words.
Scott, WWGH Radio is my favorite place for news.
Well, Ted, I take that as high praise.
Well, it's true, without a doubt. Where else can you find a mayor, governor, treasurer, and the golden voice all on the same show? Variety is the spice of life.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center. You hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
And we are back with more of the program. It is 4:47 on a Wednesday afternoon, raining in parts of the city, we've heard. And is it raining where you're at? I'll tell you, my flowers are soaked. I haven't had to water in days. My poor little flowers, I think they're getting drowned. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. And also our thanks to Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing for supporting today's broadcast. Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing is family operated with 5 years' experience. Their telephone number is 614-735-3461. That's 614-735-3461. Facebook, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing. So two fine supporters right there. We appreciate them very much. Sorry about that, folks. Looks like our phone lines was ringing busy there. You can try back now if you were trying to get through at 740-383-9944. Might have been had something on the line there. So we should have a clear line now. Here we go. We got a call coming in. Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Hey, Nate, would that be a pack of gum costing 5 cents?
That pack of gum would indeed cost 5 cents. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I just wondered about that. It's been a while.
Is this my buddy Ralph?
That sure is.
How you doing today, buddy?
Good. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm hanging in there, having a good time.
Yeah? You enjoying the weather, huh?
Oh, enjoying the weather. I'm about drowned out.
Yeah, I tell you what, need some nice days for sure.
Yes, indeed.
All righty.
Well, hey, you take care of yourself now, all right?
You too, and have a good one now.
Hey, you too. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. There we go. Phone lines are clear now if you decided. Here we go. That must have been the problem, having my phone lines jammed. Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Yes, a group of mice are called a mischief.
Yes, a group of mice are called a mischief, and boy, are they mischievous creatures, aren't they?
Yes.
I have a mice problem in my house right now. They keep poking up out of my stove, of all places.
Oh?
So I guess I have to set me some more traps.
I guess.
All right, who's this, and I'll get you signed up.
Okay, it's Judy Summers.
Oh, Judy Summers. How you doing, Judy?
Oh, pretty good.
Good, good. All righty. Well, we got you from earlier signed up, okay?
Okay, then, thanks.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. And let me hit up the prize policy one more time. Everyone is welcome to call in and answer a trivia question. We ask that you only answer a maximum of 2 trivia questions each week. You'll be put in a drawing one time for the $4.55 drawing. Also, you don't necessarily have to get the question right to be put in the drawing. We'll put you in the drawing anyhow just for answering the question. Hi, WWGH Radio. We're on the air.
Yes, did it take 8 minutes and 20 seconds for the light to get to Earth?
Yeah, that's the exact time. How you doing out there?
Oh, not too bad.
Good. Is this is my father-in-law, David, isn't it?
Yep, it's me.
How's everything down in Redfield?
It's doing pretty good. Kind of dry right now.
Oh, you're having dry weather. We're having, throughout the city of Marion, we're having some rainy weather.
Yeah.
Well, did you survive the yard sales from last week?
Yes, I did.
Yep. Me too. I was worn out by the end of the day.
I was too.
Yeah. It was good to eat some pizza, though, wasn't it?
Oh, it was.
Yep. No. Did you get the leftovers eaten, or you still got some left?
They're all gone.
They're all gone.
It don't last long around here.
Nope. Bet not. All right. Well, thanks for giving me a call.
Uh-huh.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. The secret to clearing the phone lines is hitting the drop button. Nate should know that from his time in radio. Hi, WWGH Radio. We're on the air.
Hey, Nate. This is Becky Thacker. I'm just calling to give you a hint that I read in one of my magazines about keeping mice away and getting rid of them.
Please do.
You take and get you some peppermint leaves. You can get them at Whole Foods stores or wherever.
Yeah.
And you put them around and it'll keep them away.
Some peppermint leaves.
Mm-hmm. They don't like the smell of the peppermint leaves.
Oh, good deal. All right. That might help, because I'll tell you what, he was just popping up out of my stove yesterday, and I'll tell you what, that can't be clean.
No, that's for sure.
Well, thank you for the tip. I will definitely, I'll tell my wife and we'll get some.
Okay.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, a couple minutes left until we do our drawing for this week. We'll find out who's going to win the $5 gift card to McDonald's. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
How you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
The question about the sun, is it a planet or whatever? It's a star.
It is a star. That's what I've got written down.
Right.
Is this Bob Austin?
Right.
Hey, Bob, how you doing today, buddy?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
Well, that's good. Is it raining where you're at? Is it raining where you're at?
Yeah, it rained a little bit ago, real heavy.
Yeah, but it's nice and wet here lately, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's cleared up a little bit.
Okay, all right. Well, hopefully it'll be clear for my ride home.
Right, I hope too.
All right, buddy. Well, we got you signed up.
Alrighty, thank you.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 1 minute left. If anybody wants to call and answer a couple of trivia questions, we've got, let's see, what can I tell you? Which planets have no moon? Which planets have no moon? Squirrels live all over the world except in which country? Squirrels live all over the world except in which country? 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. And then, I know. Here's one I wanted to tell you. The world's most expensive Barbie doll sold for $302,500. Why so much? Can you tell me? Terry Tackett, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic, Nate. How's the summer sizzling?
It went well.
Seems
as soon
to be going to good.
It went well as soon as your host learned how to
pick up the. we'll train him, guys. He'll be able to use the phones here in the next couple
weeks.
Yeah,
he's been on for 2 months. He should know what he's doing.
Plus all of his past experience.
A
couple of. Kings Island tickets to add to your
the sizzling. Yeah, so we've got two tickets to Kings Island courtesy of yourself and WWGH Radio, a $20 gift card to Ponderosa, and a free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive.
That's a nice package.
That's
nice
one lucky
package.
Listener.
That's a nice package right there.
And we'll
June 26th, Nate, we're going to
June 26th at 4:55 is when we're going to be giving
Alrighty.
That away.
Sounds good.
Right now we're going to find out who wins the
Go
Mickey.
Ahead.
Going to win the Mickey D's, okay? We've got them all lined up. And we've got the winner in hand, a $5 gift card. And here we go. Grover Augenstein.
Oh, my buddy Grover.
Yeah, right. You know Grover?
I know Grover.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he wins. He's not only in the drawing for the Sizzling Prize Summer Giveaway, he wins a $5 McDonald's, and he can pick that up right here at 559 Absolutely. East Center Street, right in between Lee's Chicken and Zeus Tire.
There you go.
All right. Right here. So. Well, we've got 4:56 is the time. We've got a few minutes left here. And so it's fun doing trivia questions today. Enjoyed doing that with you listeners, as always. And we didn't get a chance to get to Ladies' Corner today. We'll get to Ladies' Corner next week. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pass along to you another
What's the recipe this week?
Oh, you want the recipe? We'll lay the recipe on you.
Yeah.
Barbecue meatballs. Ooh. Here we go. This is what you need. One bag of frozen cooked meatballs thawed. 1 cup chopped onion. 2 cups ketchup. 1/2 cup cider vinegar. 1/4 cup yellow mustard. 1/4 cup packed brown sugar. 1 tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce. You like that stuff? 1/2 teaspoon of salt. 1/2 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper. And 1/4 teaspoon of ground red pepper. Spray 5 to 6 quart slow cooker with cooking spray. Place meatballs in the slow cooker. In a large bowl, stir together remaining ingredients. Pour over meatballs. Stir to coat meatballs with sauce. Cover cook on low heat setting for 6 hours. Stir before serving. Serve meatballs with toothpicks. So if that sounds good to you, you can find this recipe up on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. You'll see a nice picture of those meatballs to tantalize your taste buds. You'll find that up on the Facebook page, and you'll find the recipe too, so you can copy that down. And then you can bring them in to me and Terry.
That's right.
We'd appreciate we'll that very much. We'll sample them for you live on the air for sure. Well, it's been great being with you. Let me see if I can pass along one news story real quick. A Rhode Island woman said she was temporarily trapped in her car by a bear that managed to open the door while she was inside the vehicle. Brenda McCloskey of Wakefield said she was working on a property when she came back to her vehicle and noticed a bear near her car. So what she did, she got in and she noticed that he went around to the passenger side and tried to open the door. Well, she had a tug of war, what seemed like an eternity with the bear. She finally was able to lock the door and finally was able to get a hold of the police, who responded, and their sirens scared the bear away. So a close call with a bear there in Rhode Island. Well, it is quitting time. Thanks so much for listening to the broadcast today. We're here with you every Wednesday from 4:15 to 5 o'clock. Don't forget, exclusively here on Wednesdays only, it's the Offbeat News and Trivia WWGH prize giveaway. You can sign up once a week.
The place is WWGH 107.1 FM.
We're in tune with WWGH, and we have a lot for you today, including the person we've been talking about for such a long time that was going to come again to WWGH, Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers.
Speedy delivery.
Yay! Boy, that sure sounds familiar.
The place is WWGH 107.1 FM. Welcome back.
I'm going to do one of my poems here tonight, Joe.
I hope so. And, the Tom Snyder Bob Hope story.
Oh, that's you want to hear it now?
No, we want to get the answer to the question.
Oh,
okay.
But your question is not, I disagree. Don't you disagree? Or don't
you
agree that
gossip?
You
disagree with the question?
Because it contains three words, gossip and tabloid. And I think those are the same. Thou shalt not better ever never hurt. If you gave it a thought, you'd have never fought. It only made things worse.
Very nice. You know what depresses me about
that would have never made a Hope special.
It just
got bumped.
Too complicated. I got to tell you, Gallagher, that's too complicated.
Yeah, that's deep.
Back to the corn pop.
I'm cutting edge. I'm on the lip. Oh, welcome back.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the second hour of your Steve Boom Boom Cannon Afternoon Radio Rampage on WWGH 107.1. Have a great rest of the day, a good night tonight, and a better day tomorrow. Above all, have happy trails.
It's the place to be for your friends and your family. Our place is WWGH 107.1 FM.
One of our great people
the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. Mary Ellen, so glad to see you.
Well, I'm glad to see you, Scott. I'm always amazed at all of these celebrities that you get. You're gone through quite a bunch there. You're my favorite interviewer.
And that's all the time we have for today. We will be back tomorrow. Don't miss it, starting at 10:15 in the morning. Okay. This is Scott Spears for This Day, heading for the dugout.
The place is WWGH 107.1 FM.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com. Thomas Lawn Service for all your lawn care and landscaping needs. Telephone number 740-751-1783. The WWGH Radio prize policy is as follows. You have 10 days from the day you win the prize to pick the prize up. You can only win once every 30 days. WWGH Radio staff reserves the right to question any and all prize winnings. The WWGH offices are open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for prize pickup. The WWGH offices are located at 559 East Center Street in the lower level of the Belltone Building. Thank you so much for playing fair.
If you were a cheetah, you could be here just like that. If you were a kangaroo, well, you'd be here in just a few hops. This is Jungle Jack Hanna.
It's a wild way to stay and play. Meet 10,000 awesome animals at the Columbus Zoo, plus splash all day at Zumbeezy Bay with tons of rides and water slides.
So what are you waiting for?
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad,